going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is time for an Oakmont Minute with 93.7thefan.com's Jeff Hathorne, who has been posted up at prestigious Oakmont Country Club all day, the site of the 125th U.S. Open, the 10th time in the illustrious history of the U.S. Open that it'll come to Oakmont, beginning on Thursday. Jeff, so many stories here. Let's start with last year's champ, or not last year's, last time's champ, Dustin Johnson, won it back in 2016. He has really fizzled out on the LIV Tour. Talking to you and other reporters today on coming back to Oakmont.
Golf is a strange sport, and yeah, I mean, I don't feel like I've slipped any. You know, my scores haven't reflected. You know what. But it is a really fine line. I mean, you know, I remember a few years ago, I think I missed two cuts in a row. I think I shot 80-80, and then I won the next week. It's not, you know, it's for me, it's always really close to being good. But, you know, just getting back there and then keeping it consistent, which over the last couple months, I'm starting to see a lot of patterns. And, you know, the game feels like it's coming back into good form.
Jeff, the guy kind of sounds like a meathead to me in these interview settings. I give him 0.1 chance of winning and going back to back at Oakmont. Do you agree?
Yeah, his form has been bad, and it sounded there even in that cut where he's trying to talk himself into being a factor at this tournament. Even when asked about, hey, you know, you're back here at Oakmont, you've won here, you know what you need to do, he was still kind of like, well, you know. So, yeah, I'm with you.
That year, 2016, Dustin Johnson won, and his final score was, I believe, let me get
four
it, guys,
under.
Four under. Do you think this year's score is better or worse than that, and why?
If it dries out and we don't get any more rain or very little rain,
yep,
I think that we're looking at a plus winner.
Interesting.
Maybe plus one or two. I mean, this rough out here is insane, Pony.
I mean,
it is. And I mean, you're looking at holes. You've got par fours that are 507 yards, a par three that's 289 yards, 611 par 5, 632 par 5, and the finishing hole is 502 yards, and it's a par 4.
It's the narrowest. It's the narrowest the fairways are of any course that gets regularly played for the U.S. Open. The greens are faster than any course they use, and there's more bunkers on the course than any course. Plus, the rough is as long as it is. It is the ultimate test in golf, Jeff.
Yeah, and, you know, Matthew Fitzpatrick said something last week when I was at the Memorial. Said, in an odd way, it favors someone that's wild off the tee, because the farther you get from the initial cut of rough, the better it's going to be because of the spectators.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was a unique perspective, which speaks to Bryson, who at times can get wild, or Rory, who can get wild. Like, if you can get really wild into the people, you're going to have a better lie than if you're only a foot off the fairway.
Xander Schauffele, you won two majors last year on it being so tough at Oakmont.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just sick and enjoy the challenge. Something about it, playing really hard, and, you know, I think a good attitude goes a long way. So it's obviously a hard thing, easier said than done. Hard to keep a good attitude through the entire stretch of, you know, 72 holes. Nonetheless, you know, practice rounds as well. So I don't know. I think they're a lot of fun.
Jeff, the consensus over there is what? That it's Scheffler's tournament to lose right now?
Yes, very much so. I mean, he's just doing everything right. And his focus is crazy. I watched him a little bit in a practice round today, and, you know, people are yelling stuff, and he's just, like, staring straight ahead, going about his business, you know, studying the course. And he's just in that zone right now. Yeah, I would absolutely agree that. I mean, Bryson has a chance. Rory, I mean, there are others that could have a big day and beat him. But the thing with Scheffler is rarely does he beat himself.
Matt Vogt, what an amazing story. Grew up here, caddied at Oakmont, moved to Indianapolis where he became a dentist, took a circuitous route to come back and qualify and play in the U.S. Open. It's Father's Day weekend. He recently lost his dad, which adds to the sentimentality of him coming back and playing here as a qualifier. Here he is on the whirlwind of a life he's had over the last couple of weeks.
Crazy part about qualifying is you qualify and then you got to get going. The U.S. Open's the next week. We flew out to Walla Walla, Washington for the qualifier. Kind of took a flyer on that being a great course fit for my game. It paid off. Got about 2 hours of sleep on Monday night. Just adrenaline and phone blowing up and just soaking it all in. Traveled home Tuesday, Wednesday. Still had stuff to take care of at home, personal and professional stuff. Tried to hit a few golf balls. Pack Thursday, play a little bit. Same thing Friday, and got in here on Saturday. It feels like it's been about 3 years in about 6 days, but it's been incredible.
Jeff, how does he keep this story going? Like, what would he have to do to make money playing in the U.S. Open this week?
He's going to have to. He drives it long.
Like, yep.
He can keep up lengthwise with guys on tour.
Interesting.
Can he keep it straight?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not just that. Then, I mean, these guys are so good around the greens. Can he pull his local knowledge and be able to find that magic? I'll say this. I was watching him sign autographs around 9 today.
Uh-huh.
And it was, I mean, think of any one of us, any job that all of a sudden you're a dentist and now here you are and these kids are looking up to you like you're a hero and you're signing autographs. And he was taking time with each one and he apologized to one guy for saying it was sloppy and he was asking everybody what their name was. Like, it was just, he was embracing it, which I think is the right thing to do. If you try to come in here and think, oh, this is going to be another week. No, and he's embracing it, he's enjoying it, and he says once he puts the tee in the ground, he'll try to focus that it's a golf tournament.
When will we get tee times for Thursday?
We should get them tomorrow, if not late tonight.
Gotcha. All right, Jeff.
I hope Vogt gets someone really cool. That would be awesome.
Like when our boy got to play with Tiger at the Masters on Sunday.
Yes.
What was it? What's
like the Neil Shipley.
Neil Shipley, thank you, yeah. All right, Jeff. We'll check back in tomorrow, although tomorrow you'll be with Aaron Rodgers. So
I'll be at a different tournament.
Yeah.
Yes.
See you, Jeff.
See ya.
That was an Oakmont Minute.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.